Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners, I want to teach you how to achieve your restaurant goals. Coming up here in this video. Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as clickbacon.com. And I wanna teach you something that most people don't know about goals. And it might be a reason why maybe we're not achieving exactly the goals that we want for growth, for profits, for freedom, for money, for scaling up our restaurant business. And one of the little known things about goals is that it's actually right in the middle of the process. And what I mean by that is that there's a few things we have to do before we set a goal, and then there's a lot of things we have to do after we set a goal. Now, there's a lot of training and a lot of books on all the stuff we do after we set a goal. I don't necessarily agree with all of it, and I'll explain that to you in a second here, but there's a lot of stuff we have to do before we set a goal that most people don't do. And I just went through a round of setting goals with all of my clients for their year and sort of mapping out what their year is gonna look like. I just finished doing all of this for myself. So this is all really fresh in my mind. And it's not too late in the year. Maybe we're a little bit off track with our resolutions, but I still want you to have an incredible year. I want you to make 2018 your most profitable year ever. And one of the ways we're gonna do that is with great goals. So the first thing that I wanna do is I wanna kinda go over this hierarchy or these six things that are required in setting and achieving a goal. I'm gonna just go through them quickly here on the screen, and then we'll talk about specifically a little more detail about what they are. But the first thing is vision. And then after vision is mission. And then after mission is goal. And then after goal is project. And then task. And then action item. Now we're gonna go through these all one at a time, but let's move to above goal. Let's go to vision. Vision is big. Vision is huge. Vision is, what do you want in the next 20 years? How do you see the world, or at least your world, being different in 20 years? See, I'm thinking that far in advance. Now, it's not consuming my mind, but I know what I want my life to look like in 20 years, and it helps guide every decision I make. I know how much time I want to be working and how much time I want to be with my family. I know what days I want to be with my family in the week and what days I want to be free. I know in 5 years that every single Friday afternoon, I want to be able to pick my son up from school and go play a round of golf with him, maybe get an ice cream cone or something. See, that's important to me and that's realistic. That's a vision that I set out for 5 years ago and I'm really close to achieving that. Now, in your business, in your life, you may not be able to take Fridays off, but if that's something that's important to you, that has to be a vision. That has to be something that you see far out in the future as something that you're working towards, so then all of your other goals can fall in line with that. Vision can also be, what do you want your restaurant to sound like, to smell like, to look like, to taste like? What noises do you want in your restaurant? I do a vision exercise a lot of times where I close my eyes and I do this with clients where we'll walk through their restaurant and we'll describe the sounds and the smells and who they're seeing in their restaurant, right? We're trying to create this vision of what they really want, this big picture. Maybe your vision is to really affect people's lives, to create some charity, to be able to help people. A chef that I used to work for had a vision that he wanted to feed all the hungry in his community. Well, his job wasn't helping him do that. And so he had to leave his job and he went and started a food truck that picks up food from other hotels and restaurants at the end of every night and then repurposes that food into feeding the needy in his community. See, his vision was bigger than where he was right now. And so he had to make some changes. The next one is mission. And mission is a little more down to earth. It's a little more of today. But in the next video, next week, I'm going to talk to you about why I don't like mission statements and why I don't like missions. I like to do something called promises. We're going to talk about that in next week's video. So then we get into the actual goal. Now, very quickly, again, this isn't all about all the specifics, so I'm just going to move quickly here, but I want you to write this down when it comes to setting a goal. The goal formula looks something like this. My goal is to go from X to Y by Z. So my goal is to go from $60,000 a month in sales to $65,000 a month in sales by this particular date, okay? So that's the goal. That's what all of your goals need to look like. That's the formula that all of your goals need to take. Then we move to projects. So under goals is now projects. Well, let's assume that in the next 3 months, you want to increase that sales by that $5,000 a month like we talked about. How are you going to do that? What projects need to come into play? Well, let's say that your plan is to increase $2,500 by your per person average, and the other $2,500 will be by increasing your catering sales, okay? So that's how we're gonna get, that's how we're gonna get that $5,000. So now one project is gonna be increasing per person average, and another project is gonna be creating more catering sales, whether it be through new customers or whatever it is. I hope we get that specific. Then what we do is we take that project that, let's say we wanna increase our per person average. Then we take that project and we break it down into tasks. So what tasks make up that project? Well, maybe one task is that we need to create some kind of measurement system of where we're at currently. Another task is we have to create some kind of training system on how we're gonna actually teach our servers and our staff to increase that per person average. Then the action items, that last step, are the exact specific things. Action items are what end up in your calendar as a half hour block of time or an hour block of time. So again, trying to compress a lot of information into a short video here, but basically, if you're struggling to achieve something, if you've got this big vision of something you want to do, and again, we're going to talk about mission or what I call promises in the next video. So let's skip that for now because it's not super important to this. But we got to start with vision, and then we set our goals, right? Using that formula. And then we divide that goal into the different projects. And then we divide those projects into the different tasks. And then we divide those tasks into the different action items, and you put those action items into your calendar. If it's not in your calendar, it's not real. It's just a dream. I hope you enjoyed today's video, and I look forward to bringing you another one next week where we're going to talk about that difference between what people call mission statements that I don't really like very much and promises. We're going to talk about that in the next video. Have a wonderful week.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.